got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I know it's still early on in the afternoon to be having a nice little tasty dessert treat.
Oh, you know, I know that potentially we just discussed that school might not be properly starting tomorrow, yeah. But if you can get it from the canteen on the way home or the corner shop, fair game. So I'm happy to have this dessert treat right now.
Dua Lipa's gone viral over the last week because she's been talking about her like little midnight snack, her favourite little snack that she likes to make. And essentially, she doesn't like eating chocolate ice cream. She doesn't like any flavoured ice cream. What she likes is having a scoop of vanilla ice cream,
right,
drizzled with olive oil and a sprinkle of sea salt.
I imagine she uses like rich people salt flakes.
Yes. Now, yeah, absolutely.
Vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream. Like it's
you are a vanilla boy.
It is. Yeah. It's just the OG.
If I could just paint you a picture, if you are listening right now, Tim will walk into a Cold Rock ice creamery and order vanilla ice cream with M&Ms. And that's all he has.
No. Mini M&Ms. And sometimes I get crushed Oreo, but then it's a bit overpowering. So I say, can we take that out? Go back to the vanilla and mini M&M's.
There's so many options.
And a lot of people say, that's vanilla. A McFlurry. And I go, I'm not here to tell you how to make ice cream. You don't tell me how to order it.
So during that song, Tim, I put together a little gourmet feast for us. I've got a scoop of vanilla ice cream, the best quality olive oil $10 can buy.
It's so expensive.
And some salt. And we're going to have a little taste test because it's a weird food combo. Like, right. I would never think to put olive oil on my ice cream.
You go first. Get a bit of everything
okay.
in there, mate.
Yep. I've got. Here
right.
we go.
So she's putting it in her mouth. Big mouthful. Her eyes are widening. Her smile is widening.
Tim, it works.
It works. Well,
it works. Why does it work?
Okay.
I think it's the salt. The salt brings it all together. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's real good, eh? But you probably shouldn't have too much of the olive oil, right?
Oh, I would say not to like drown it in it. But it actually tastes really good.
So what I was trying to do, Jess, was when I was eating, you would speak, and then when you were eating.
All right, don't speak with my mouth.
So like sure. You've already got to eat a heap, so I'm just having a go. And you just keep eating and now no one's speaking. So I'm just gonna need you to not eat for a second.
That,
so that I can eat.
Is a great combination of food that I would not have expected and I probably never would have tried if it weren't for Dua Lipa, Tim.
Yeah. I'm just going to finish this off, don't mind me.
Do you want some more? Because I've got more.
We've got a whole bucket. Let's get into it, mate.
Yeah. I bought a litre.
Of olive oil or ice cream?
Both.
That's an expensive dessert.
But I thought 52232955, what are some like weird food combinations that you do on a daily basis, weekly basis, that shouldn't work, but they absolutely do? Like this is fantastic. I'm actually going to keep doing this. This has made vanilla ice cream taste better.
So I'm still eating.
Okay.
It's really good.
Do you want to push the button?
Oh, you want me to press the button?
Sorry. Yes, please. 52232955. What are some weird food combinations that you do that just work?
Got a couple of messages on our Facebook page at K-Rock Geelong. Sarah from Cario said apples and grilled cheese.
Apples and grilled cheese? Like, now, put apples in the grilled cheese?
I don't know. This is. It just says apples and grilled cheese. Someone said bacon and chocolate.
Oh, yes. I've had bacon dipped in chocolate in America, and it was the most American thing I could think of having, and it was delicious.
Chili and Greek yogurt is another message I got from Damon, but I don't. Is that like chili?
Like chili flakes?
Oil or peanut butter and eggs is something that I've also seen.
Can you concentrate, please?
Sorry, what'd you say? Honestly, it's not my fault. Renee Rapp said it. You asked me to eat ice cream for the show.
That's true. It's my fault.
It is your fault.
It's my fault. This
and
is
I just
happening.
Think, I just want to make sure. Look, someone wants to talk. Hey, stupid chat.
Who have we got here?
He's still eating that ice cream.
Yes, he's still eating the ice cream. Who have we got here?
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Have you got a weird food combo? Have you got a weird food combo for us, Michelle?
Yeah. People say it's weird. When they even tell them they don't like it, they won't try it. Get raw mango and slice it and caramelize it. And put it into a burger or a toastie.
Oh.
and you'll never look back.
Raw mango. So you just throw it in the pan.
I grew up in Townsville where you got mangoes.
That sounds so good.
And you wait it to there. Just before they turn ripe, you slice the green mango, you caramelize it, and put it in a burger or a toasty with meat.
Yum.
Oh, it's better than pineapple. It's better than pineapple.
That sounds so good.
Stop filling your gob.
Sorry. Thank you, Michelle. I'm a bit phlegmy. Sorry. It's a bit of ice cream stuck in my throat. Actually, I don't know if I like it. Can we get some more ice cream, olive oil, and salt in
I'm
here?
Putting the ice cream away. I'm putting the ice cream.
Well, if you don't want me to work at work, if you don't want me to work at work, then I won't do it. I thought I was committing to the show.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yesterday afternoon, obviously the weather here, it's starting to warm up across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. My wife had a great idea. We were hanging out in the afternoon. She was like, hey, why don't we... Like, I know it's starting to get a little bit late. Why don't we head down to the beach and we'll just chill out? Like, we've got a six-month-old.
Lovely idea.
Got a six-month-old at home.
Yeah.
Want to take him to the beach as much as we can before it gets too hot. Because February could be very, very warm. Like, great idea. Get him in his bathers. Head down there. Go for a bit of a splash. Went to Barwon Heads, just the river, just off the bridge there. So
one of your favourite spots.
My favourite spot. And pulled up and we're having a bit of fun. And because he's 6 months old, it's still just like... Everything is new. What is he doing? He's playing in the sand. He got a mouthful of sand. We're like, oh, great. I'm sure babies are meant to eat that. That's fantastic. and he's having a splash and we're just kicking back, relaxing. And there's lots of young families. Like there's kids on paddle boards. There's people, you know, walking their dogs. It's fantastic. It's like, to me, it's what summer in Geelong.
Yeah.
If it was a postcard, that's it, right? Like it looked fantastic. And there was this young family playing in front of us. And there was this little girl. She couldn't have been older than... Oh, she couldn't have been older than two, this little girl. And she was so happy. She was running in the water, like in the shallows there, because like the tide was out. So it's like nice and safe, obviously very safe, everyone knows. And her mum's there with her and she was in her like walking outdoor clothes, I guess. So she's like, all right, well, you're in the nude. Like just have a run around. You're having a ball.
So summer in Geelong to see little kids just running around nude at the beach.
Absolutely. Just having an absolute ball. And this kid's having the best time ever. And the mum's like, la, 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 and they're playing. And I'm just kind of like, keep it. Because I was like, that's so beautiful. Like, it's just, it puts a big smile on your face to see stuff
it
like
does.
That. And we're standing pretty close to them. And I can see some kind of quick movement. I'm like, what is out of the corner of my eye. And luckily, I was wearing sunglasses. So I could completely spy on what was happening without it being super obvious. Because the mum starts kind of being like, oh, no, what is, oh, I can't believe, oh, no, 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 no. I'm like, what is going on? And I see she's starting to like kind of splash some water up onto her daughter's bum.
Oh,
I'm like, oh no.
Code brown
at the beach. You hear about this, but you never see it in person.
Oh God.
So I'm standing there holding my son, trying not to make it too obvious, but I'm like, what, this, I can't see anything at this point. And then
did you a little nugget float past you at any point?
Well, I was maybe 5 meters away.
Okay.
And so I'm just kind of like, oh, Jack, this is my son's name. Oh, look at the birds over there. Look at the water, everything. And but I'm locked on to this. I'm looking for a brown shark. I'm looking. And then the mum starts like kicking water in one direction. And I was like, there is absolutely a number two has dropped out here.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
And then lo and behold, Jess, brown shark in the water. And
I'm imagining like a comical term.
Oh, like a Mars bar. Like a Mars bar. Comical. And like, I think the mum handled this brilliantly. Because like, what can you do? Like, obviously, it's not what you want, but it's a situation you're in.
Have you got any poo bags?
You're not going to fish that out. And luckily, the tide was going out, and we were on the south side of the bridge. So we were right near the mouth of the river. And I tell you what. You know how sometimes when you were a kid you used to put a leaf on like a river or on a lake or whatever and you would just watch the wind take it as far away? I was locked onto this thing, watching it head out through the breakers.
Hey, Jack, wave to the turd.
It's the brown sharks you got to watch out for.
It is.
Yes, they're
it
the
is.
Ones. So they say you never touch a brown shark. That's
it's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Will from the newsroom's come on in here, Jess, and he's looking mighty fine. And he,
Stop objectifying our beautiful newsman.
You had a beautiful cycling cap on before and some shades.
Some merch from the Cadell Evans.
I'll tell you what, I think you need to race next year.
Apparently, I pulled it off.
Jess has been ogling you through the glass here into the newsroom.
It just works. Everyone else in this building tried it on. We all looked like little children.
I look like a little nipper that had been given a sea hat. So you absolutely are pulling it off.
Even with the
beard? Yeah, even with the beard. Look, I had seaweed on my face after a long swim in the morning. But we're not here to talk about how ugly we are. We're here to do this.
Metricon Homes, Geelong's trusted builder for more than 23 years. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and I, we fill in the blanks.
Oh, rough night for our PM at the Australian Open.
Oh, no.
What's happened
to him? Absolutely it was. Yeah. I have no idea what happened to him. No, I don't
know. Did he slip down the stairs?
No. Oh. No, it's nothing physical. More emotionally painful.
I've got another guess if you don't want to have
no,
one.
No, please.
Did he not get recognised as the Prime Minister?
Quite the opposite, actually. Oh. So he was there at the men's final last night, and when he got introduced at the post-match ceremony, he copped quite the berating from the
crowd.
Booing a Prime Minister is...
That's an Australian rite of passage.
Well, actually, the PM spoke today and sort of brushed it off and said it's national tradition.
Oh,
the Prime Minister's to get
that's a good
at,
spin. That's a good spin.
Sporting events.
Because otherwise you see like the only videos I've seen of politicians being cheered are like Donald Trump. And then you go like, well, that's not right.
And Bob Hawke when he used to just neck beers.
Yes.
That's the only way a PM's getting cheered in
that's
Australia.
True. That's true.
It's sad but great at the same time. Research has found how long it takes for Gen Zers to touch their phone before waking up each day. How long do you think it is?
Oh, sub 30 seconds. I'm going like 3.5 seconds.
No, surprisingly a bit longer.
Really?
Yeah.
2 minutes?
Three minutes. Yeah, well, 3 and 4 touch their phone within just 3 minutes of waking up each day.
But is this when you're like, when you've decided you're like, I'm going to wake up now and I'm going to get up compared to the... I'll check the time. Like, you don't count checking the time as that, do you?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I have a clock. I don't have to check my phone for the time.
Well, la-di-da, clock money. Good for you.
Don't you have
Why
a,
is it such
don't
a
Don't you have
weird...
a clock on your bedside table?
No.
Why not?
Because that's where my books go.
Oh, right.
I don't have enough. I've got a lamp, a book, and a phone. And that's all I have. And they're all equally not completely on the surface that it's on.
I'm going to get you an alarm clock.
Honestly?
I feel like you need one.
It is, but you'd be sub 5.
I haven't bought you a housewarming gift yet.
So I don't need one.
I'm going to get you a little alarm clock.
Can we move on from it?
Sorry.
You'd be sub 5 seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yes. It's the first thing I do in the morning.
Will, what about you?
Yeah, it'd be one of the first things I do.
Okay.
I check my emails.
A clock as well.
I check my text messages.
You check your emails? I highly disagree.
Oh, I never respond to them, but I check them.
Guys, I'm really sorry this has turned into this.
This is a very sensitive issue. I'm sorry I don't have a clock in my bedroom.
I feel like you need one. Anyway, that's a whole... Continue, Will, please.
And protesters have taken aim at which iconic piece of art overseas?
Oh, the Mona Lisa. Mm.
They're all super at it. I'm not sure if they realise it's behind bulletproof glass.
Have you been there?
No.
It is
smaller than you'd think.
So underwhelming.
It's not underwhelming. It's just small because
you walk into this, like,
it's so big.
You walk into this gigantic room and there's like a huge painting on the other side of the wall, like that's like this mat, like the size of this wall in the studio. And then it's just like the Mona Lisa, like this A4 piece of paper.
Just an A4 piece of paper.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa.
It is
Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece.
It is smaller than what you think. What I got confused with, because I know there is a very famous painting called like the Can of Soup by, is it a Warhol?
Andy Warhol, yeah.
So do you think they're going to throw a woman at the Andy Warhol? If they're throwing soup at Mona Lisa.
Someone dressed as Mona Lisa.
Yeah. I think that's eye for an eye.
Yeah.
In the art world.
She's not going to be smiling.
Well, she's going to be looking at you no matter where you stand in the room. So
all new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jessica Biel, actress. You did say, Jess, she's married to Justin Timberlake at the moment. They've got a family together. So I think
she was on Seventh Heaven, wasn't she?
Oh, she was.
Yeah. That show was so wild.
there is a TikTok person who goes through like every wild episode of this family with the passer as a dad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you're painting with colours. That's not the way. It's just the perfect show. But I'm trying to remember exactly what else. I feel like she was in like maybe a Fantastic Four movie, but I think I'm getting her confused with Jessica Alba.
You are getting her confused with Jessica.
There's lots of Jessicas in Hollywood in the mid-2000s. But I don't know why, but when I think of Jessica Biel, I think like big actress from that mid-2000s.
I used to get her confused with Jennifer Garner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they're the same in my brain.
Okay. Well, they're not in real life. She's 41 now. And she said that she likes to do this one thing in the shower. She says people either shame her for it, or they're like, yeah, this is one of those secrets. Don't tell too many people because it's so good and I love doing this. She said that I love to eat and drink in the shower. It's as simple as that. Eat and drink in the shower, but appropriate things.
Don't your food get soggy?
Yeah, mate. You reckon, because it's full of water. It's a hot box of water. Cereal, yogurt, coffee, tea, popsicles. She said, I know melt factor, soggy factor, but safe because if it drops, you're fine. Because
yeah, I can see popsicles. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, just having fanging on a Zupa Dupa in the shower.
You started the sentence with having, which is the appropriate word, and then you went back and decided, no, I'd like to say fanging. exactly. This is the grot. This is the gremlin that is on this show.
I've never stood in the shower and gone, oh, man, I feel like a snack. Like, it's just not the time for it.
No. Maybe that would change the Shania Twain song. Man, I feel like a woman. Man, I feel like a snack. Maybe she had to change the lyrics because she was worried that she was going to get shamed because she was eating in the shower. I've had, like, a bottle of water in the shower. And I know that sounds weird because there's water coming everywhere.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes you just get a cold bottle of water and you just want cold water?
Stand in the hot shower with a cold bottle of water. That I feel like that would be a good experience.
I'm kind of intrigued by it. I don't know why, but my brain firstly goes to, do I have a burger in the shower?
Oh, a burger.
Just to see. Like, because I like chicken burgers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I love having, like, we all love having showers.
Cereal seems like an interesting choice.
Yeah, because, and yogurt as well.
You have to take the whole bowl in.
And then if you've got a coffee in there, and, like, I know people add water to cool it down, but, like, what point? You're losing the coffee. But apparently she says there's a big community of people that eat and drink in the shower.
There is not.
Maybe you're time poor. Maybe that's it. 5223295. Do we have one person that listens that eats or drinks in the shower?
I don't think we do. The phone will not ring.
I'd be surprised. I think it's a quiet community.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Sounds like it, mate.
But I just don't think I just don't see it happening. Like no one's going, you know what? I need to eat food in here. I want to spend 45 minutes in this shower.
I'll be honest.
Have a full meal.
I wouldn't be completely shocked if you told me you do it. Because I know, like you said, when you're in the bathroom and when you're doing stuff, you like to like have your phone playing, like whether you got like an episode of Friends or you're watching things. I see you as a multitasker same time. So I could see you like, you know, having lunch in the shower. You've got
sometimes
a chicken
wrap. Have snacks in the bath. Like if me and Akshay are like having a bath. But
you do have an 80s style triangle bath in your house, which is the most gangster thing I've ever seen.
It is sick.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We've all had a Pepsi Max and digestives in the bath, but that's the bath. You can remain dry if your arms never go in the bath.
Yeah,
play on. In the shower, a lot harder to achieve.
Definitely.
5223295. Can we get one person on the show that eats or drinks in the shower?
I don't think we can.
I'm surprised. I feel like you would thrive in this situation.
Look, don't get me wrong. I'm going to try it now.
I'm contemplating eating a chicken burger in the shower this way. Because we all love showers. How nice is it to get into the shower?
And sometimes, you know when you know, it just hits, right?
Just hits.
And you're like, I'm just going to stand in here for just an extra few minutes.
Think of that feeling plus your favorite food.
Yeah.
Like a linguine. Incredible.
Chicken wing.
Oh.
Chicken wings are so messy.
Delicious.
It would be good to eat them in the shower.
All right. Let's just... I know you didn't think we were going to get a single call, but we've had a couple of people.
I can't believe it.
Pauline from East Geelong's given us a call. Pauline, this is your daughter's boyfriend. He eats in the shower.
Yeah.
What is he?
He doesn't eat, drinks.
Oh, he drinks in the shower. What's he drinking in the shower?
Well, it was a stubby.
How did you discover this stubby, Pauline?
I don't know, because I went to clean her house for 1 week because she was really busy. And I found the stubby in the shower. I thought, who drinks in the shower? Never heard of it before.
I mean, I can understand it. Like, maybe you're going out. Maybe it's a hot day and you've already started drinking it, or it's like, I'm on the way to somewhere.
Chubby in a shower. How do you do that?
I mean, I'd be more worried that I'm going to drop it. Like, you drop that in the shower, then you're just barefoot.
Take a can. Take a can in if you're going to do it. I don't know. Pauline, well, I'm sure it raises...
Must be desperate. That's all I can...
Must be desperate. Yes, Pauline.
That's a good way to talk about your daughter. Amanda in Mount Dunedin's giving us a call. Amanda.
You're there with your partner, Amanda, and you guys both do this?
Yeah, we do. And it's very similar to what was just said around having a beer. It's nothing quite like having a beer in the shower. And sometimes you can add a piece of pizza with that as well.
Pizza! Oh, my God! And how often do you guys do this? Like, if you saw your partner in the shower, Amanda, would you just like, hey...
Give me a slice.
Do you want a margarita or a Meat Lovers?
Yeah, just hand one over. Like, it usually goes down well on a hot day, that's for sure. Yeah. And my partner used to do night shifts, and when he'd come off a night shift, it's kind of like his knock-off drink. He'd hop in the shower and have a beer.
A little treat.
Would it be glass? Like, Jess just keeps bringing up the glass. Yeah, and I agree.
You use the like the little soap holder, or you know where you put your shampoo and conditioner. It's a perfect little spot for it.
But if your beer's in where the shampoo and conditioner go, where are you going to put the pizza?
In your gulp.
Well, we usually engulf that pretty quickly.
Okay. All right, well, Amanda, that sounds like a beautiful little date thing that you do. So each
romantic.
Of their own. It is very romantic. So we appreciate your call. So there you go.
I know what my Valentine's Day plans are.
Get a couple of pizzas, some garlic bread, you know, bottle of vino, head into the shower, have that special night with your partner.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.